rioters in Delano, California, have begun an unprecedented strike in the Central Valley.
We believe the United Farm Workers and their leader, Cesar Chavez, represent the hopes and aspirations of the vast majority of farm workers.
Every American has a stake to bring about social change within the system.
So who the hell is this Cesar Chavez?
The only thing inspirational that this pulls off was the highlight reel put together that they actually called the movie. I mean, goddamn, people, we're talking about Cesar Chavez. And when I say we, I mean me, because I'm doing this one by myself here. One of my independent limited releases, if you will. And plus, just because I'm a fan of Cesar Chavez's work here. But, yeah, this movie does not do a good job of portraying that whatsoever. But a plot synopsis, I would like to say this is like a, oh, you see Cesar Chavez grow up to be the man he is today, but no, it starts off right in the middle of him as an adult, and gets right into his American labor organization skills and stuff. I mean, it just jumps right in. There's no background on him, why he does it, I mean, other than, of course, the prejudice and mistreatment of his people, of course, CNN, plus because he was part of it as well. But, you know, it just sees him torn. The movie pretty much shows him torn between his duties as an organizational leader for this cause and as a father for his children and his, well, his wife is more involved in it. But it's pretty much just the movie about his commitment to doing either one or there. And Diego Luna, who was the director on this, and I believe he produced it as well, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I think he did. He did a poor-ass job putting this together. I'm sorry. I mean, that little opening statement I just made, this movie literally was a goddamn highlight reel. I mean, there are even clips of in there of actual moments that happened and not in movie life, in real life, of Cesar Chavez moment. I was like, alright, if you gotta do that now, you're already taking me out of the movie. Thing was, I was highly interested in seeing this movie as well, and hearing Diego Luna do it, I was pretty, I mean, I'm not a fan of the guy's work. If anybody knows who that is, you might have, I think the last thing he was in Elysium, obviously, because there was a lot of Mexicans in that movie. And he's not really the director that much, nor wrote that much as well. But he has his hand a little bit of something and everything. But the dude is Mexican, all right? Last time I checked, he's born in Mexico City. So he's going to bring some justice to this movie. And you got Michael Pena starring as Cesar Chavez, which everybody knows. I love Michael Pena. I mean, he's in one of my favorite movies of all time, which was In the Watch. And he did an amazing job in that. Have not seen him do anything else besides that, to be honest, as far as like mind blowing or anything, but whatever. I'm sure with the right script for once, because god damn, this chick Keira Pearson, if I'm not mistaken, wrote this. Oh my god. I ain't saying the woman is a horrible writer. I say, well, yeah, the person is a horrible writer, but damn sure don't know how to do an auto biopic. And this does not add to that resume of biopics that came out last year. I'm looking at you, Jobs. I think one thing you need to add to something like this as a Cesar Chavez biopic is that it needs to be inspirational, and you need to understand. Well, obviously, you have an understanding of what these labor laws are, which was an important part of U.S. history too. I mean, but at the same time, you never get a feel of who Cesar Chavez is, why he did this, or what made him so damn inspirational to people in general, and his whole nonviolent act that they kept throwing in here, which, honestly, as much as I've learned about Cesar Chavez, watching this movie, I didn't even understand where he was coming from with his nonviolence. I mean, I understand the concept of it as far as you're attacking people that are wronging you. It makes you know better than them. But in this movie, it personally didn't lead anywhere. You got Rosario Dawson in here, America Ferrera, John Malkovich, of course, because he produced the fucking movie, so obviously he's going to show his ass up in here. I thought it was a lot of miscasting on some of the whiter people in this movie as far as how they were portraying the characters, but that's just me. I guess my biggest complaint I have to say is that the script is just all over the fucking place. There is no goddamn focal point of where it's leading to. And it's choppy as hell. The editing is bad. I'm not going to lie. Editing is pretty bad. I mean, it sounds like I'm ragging on the movie, which I'm not trying to, because I didn't think it was god-awful. I mean, I was sitting here and I was looking at it. There's some parts to enjoy the film, which I did enjoy. Michael Peña. Much as I would love to see him get better roles, which I thought this would have been an amazing role for him to take on, something very important for him to do. Just like I thought for the actor that played in 42, very important role. What was another movie? I was going to say Mandela, but I didn't even like that film either. He just elbowed hard. That's another thing. Michael Peña don't even fucking look like goddamn Cesar Chavez neither. So casting is off on that one as far as looks go, but Michael Peña did what he had to do. I think for the script he was given, he handled it better than probably most people would have handled it. Rosario Dawson, she's kind of forgettable in the movie. And I love Rosario Dawson. Not only is that chick fine as hell, whatever, but she, I don't know what the hell she is, but when she get her little Spanish or black ass up on stage, you can't help but to look on her. She made me watch Men in Black 2. So that's how good she is, as far as looks-wise. I don't know about her acting, right? She could be the new Halle Berry for all I know. Jesus Christ, I can't believe I even made that statement. I think most of my, I wouldn't say anger, but I guess my lack of interest in the movie when I was watching is that how important this movement is, this character is, this guy is, in Cesar Chavez. It was just disappointing the way they told the story, which was way all over the place. The script plays out like a highlight reel. Of course, they're covering the grape strike, where Cesar Chavez attacked them for mistreating their people, paying them, I want to say it was $2 a day, if I'm not mistaken, and how the farm owners would gather a truck and go up to Mexico, get more Mexicans, and tell them of their wages that they would make, and oh, how it's better, because, you know, everybody was trying to leave Mexico to come to America, because, you know, Mexico was a shithole. Oops. It makes you feel any better, Africa's a shithole too sometimes. I don't know, I just, it's weak all over the place, and there's only little tad bit moments of like something that could have turned out great. I don't remember anything in the movie where I thought it could stand out to being, this is an idea I like that they should go with it. It pretty much stayed on that tone of, or that storyline of what it was doing, but they kept throwing it so all over the place of where it was going to go, and it was so half-assed and done fast that I never once understood why Cesar Chavez was important in this movie at all. Like I said, this looked like, if it wouldn't have had the actors in it, this could have been some straight to the History Channel clip they showed during the trailers of fucking Bot Flies or something like that. Something a little bit more important, because I didn't feel the importance of anything in this movie. I think the only thing I really can say that I actually liked about the film, to be honest, was Michael Peña. And the script is not really giving him a whole lot to do, which is actually quite a shame, because you're rooting for the guy, you know? You want to see the movie succeed, obviously, but at the focal point of everything, this movie just comes off being dull too. And unlike 42, where you do want to see the guy survive. I mean, you never really figure out like why he was so important, of why they chose him. It was kind of like the luck of the draw or anything like that. But you understand that like the situation of the struggle that's going on here, and you want to see him succeed. In this movie, you pretty much just want to see him succeed just because of the disaster, what's happening around, the prejudice that's going around in the storytelling. Other than that, his character really provides. I mean, he'll stand up and give a goddamn speech, and people would just be like, yeah, that's right. I mean, any Mexican could have got their ass up and did that then if that was the case, but I digress on that one. I guess my final thoughts here is, it's just pretty much the same thing I've been saying over and over and over again. weak script, a lot of miscasting, I thought, at least. Points was just thrown all over the place. And most of all, it's dull and boring. I mean, there's a lot of parts in here where I was kind of nodding off, and I was just like, this isn't doing anything to excite her, especially with Cesar Chavez coming up, too. By the time this gets posted, it'll be Cesar Chavez Day, and I'm like, oh, whatever. You're almost making me feel bad for giving it a fuck it, but nah, I'm not going to give it a fuck it. I didn't hate the movie. I actually was interested in seeing it, and I was hoping it would have got better towards the end, but the only thing I think that kept it together really was Michael Pena. Just to seeing whatever disaster he would go through, would he survive through it? And, well, of course, we know that, but at the same time, you want to see how the movie handles it, and it doesn't handle it well, but his acting is what carries it, so I'm just going to give it a low stream it. I don't think I'd ever watch it again. This is on the level that, I didn't really like that Mandela film. This is on the level of that Mandela film. I would think that Mandela is just a little bit better. I thought the acting was bad in that movie, and the story of itself was a little bit more inspirational. Where in this one, I thought the acting on some parts were better than the actual story itself of being inspirational. So I don't know what it is about you Mexicans, but you need to get on this guy and get his shit together, because how the hell can a Mexican director fuck up a Mexican story? That beats the shit out of me, but whatever. Later, bastards.
This is the moment, Cesar. This is what we came here to do.
Someone who's not afraid anymore.